besides building more new HDB flats, my team and I will also want to focus on a few other important areas. One of them is to help residents who move into new BTO estates to have a better experience when they move in. So this will include HDB estates which are in existing towns, but the estate itself is located further away from the town centre and from the amenities. Or it could be a new town. So in such cases, we need to work closely together with other government agencies so that when the first batches of residents move in to these new estates, the move-in and the live-in experience will be better. And for this important area of work, I have asked SMS Sun Shiling, who is also SMS at the Ministry of Transport, to help me and to help Minister Jeffrey Siao to focus on this important area. There is also another important area, which is how do we revitalize and rejuvenate our older HDB estates and towns. Because we take Bishan Toa Payoh as an example. We have many residents who have been staying here for several decades. When they first bought the flats, they were young couples. Today, they are seniors. Some of them have children, and the children then also want to stay near the parents in Bishan Toa Payoh. So I think it's important for us to look at, you know, as our estates age and as our population ages, how do we continue to rejuvenate our towns so that they are good homes for residents of all ages. We know that the increase in the resale flat prices has been a concern for Singaporeans. So this is also an important area for my ministry and I. We want to see how we can help to address this concern. At the heart of it, it is actually a supply and demand issue. I believe this situation will improve and we will see a moderation of resale flat prices when more of the new flats that we have built in the last few years reach the 5-year minimum occupation period, MOP, and starting from 2026. So once we see more supply coming in, and also coupled with more new BTO flats entering the market, I think we will see a moderation in the resale flat prices in the years ahead. I mean, this is still my first week. This is my third day as Minister for National Development. There's still a lot for me to learn. I want to thank my colleagues for being very open in sharing with me their ideas, what are some of their plans, and what I want to do is to work closely with them, support them, see how I can empower them to come up with good ideas that we can then implement for the benefit of Singapore and Singaporeans. The other thing that I want to do in the days and weeks ahead is to also be able to hear from our industry partners and to understand from their perspective what are some of the ideas that we can work together with them. I think it's not possible for the government to be able to agree to and to implement all ideas all at one go. But I think it's important for us to engage, to listen, and then to see what are some of the good ideas that we can work together with our partners.